what's it look like when your government's surrounded by a wall of barbed wire? I mean, that's what we used to look at third world despots do that, right? Right after Epstein gets it, I get strikes. As soon as Glenn Maxwell was arrested, was the same day they got rid of my Patreon. It's not necessarily what I enjoy the most, but what I think is the most important is the Epstein case, because they've never been this vulnerable. Never. And it will tie in with the Bidens bought property on Water Island adjacent to Epstein. Hunter Biden is on film with kids. They're exposed. We got a chance to put some of them in jail. All these people that are black-pilled, I remind them, look at what happened the last year and a half of Trump's presidency. Epstein got thrown in jail and killed. Maxwell got thrown in jail. Jean-Luc Brunel got thrown in jail. Peter Nygaard got thrown in jail. Sarah and Claire Bronfman got thrown in jail, and they're daughters of a billionaire. Keith Raniere of the NXIVM cult got thrown in jail. And Harvey Weinstein got thrown in jail. That's 9 serial rapists in prison or dead.
With the global economy being in shambles and central bankers moving towards a reset, it's never been a better time to protect your wealth by owning precious metals. Contact Andy at milesfranklin.com. Tell him Sarah sent you. He promised me he'll guarantee you the lowest price anywhere in the country. Remember, email Andy at milesfranklin.com and tell him Sarah sent you. It's never been a better time to protect your future than now. Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. I have the great Ryan Dawson coming to the program. If you don't know him and his work, you really should. He knows Epstein better than anybody else on the planet. He's been following it for over a decade, about 15 years now. And he has this amazing Epstein map that where he's tracked is really big, like over 2 feet by 3 feet by 4 feet or something. And all the different people who are associated with, I don't know about all, but many of the different people that are associated with it and their links back to Epstein. And it's really fun as you get to start crossing off these people if they're arrested or something happens to them. And it's a target. It's almost a strategic target map for people so we could take out these pedophiles and these human traffickers. And frankly, they're the corrupt members of the deep state and they need to be taken out. And it really is a strategic map. And in fact, he's selling them. So if you would like to get one, you can get one on his website at theancreport.com. But we're going to talk about this today, and we're going to talk about Epstein's case, and more specifically about Maxwell and how things are going in general and what he thinks about that. And before we get in there, we talk a little bit about the Civil War and what the Confederate flag means to him and to many people. And then we get into the Maxwell case, Epstein case more. And then for my subscribers, my members of Ebonier or sarahwestall.tv, we are going to do an exclusive and dive a little bit more into his map, his Epstein map, and a few other topics. So if you're a member, you can watch it there, and you can subscribe to either Ebonier or sarahwestall.tv at sarahwestall.com under subscribe. There is a difference between the two. Sarahwestall.tv allows you to see it on Roku, and it's a private server, so it's not going to be censored. And you can see it at sarahwestall.tv, and you can also see it on Apple TV and other places. Whereas Ebonier, you also can see the exclusives, but it has coupons and it has dialogue. It's like a Facebook platform just for privately. It's a truth platform where we can interact and have dialogue. So again, sarahwestall.com under subscribe. Let's get into this really good interview now with Ryan Dawson.
Hi, Ryan. Thank you so much for rejoining the program.
It's good to be back on. It's sorry to see everybody being thrown off YouTube, but...
Well, you've been thrown off so many times. I got thrown off twice. I tried to recreate mine. I had people saying, recreate it. And so I did. And I think it took a total of 3 days or something before they got to me.
You're right.
And you've been kicked off Patreon. And you warned me, and there I was. I got kicked off.
Jeez. Well, we can build you a paywall, do what I'm doing.
Well, I do have one. I did a truth platform called Ebonier. It means truth, and I have a website called Ebonier.world that I want to build out. And it's just but I want to bring it, make it bigger than it is, and have allow free access plus paid access. So I'm trying to figure that out.
Nobody should be on
Oh God.
Patreon because you can
No.
do other sites like that or Subscribestar or something, or like we just build our custom paywall.
That's smarter.
Patreon will steal your money. Like, not only do they cancel you, but they take the whole month's worth of revenue as well. And they've done it to many, many people. And I think a lot of the supporters can't stomach giving Patreon money. Like, they want to support the creator, but they go, I just can't do that. Right.
Yeah, I know.
It's
Well,
just, they're just a glorified middleman anyway.
yes, they are. That's what it is.
Did they
Because
even give you a reason when they deleted you?
they said because QAnon, and I said, I already told you that I'm not QAnon. I don't even, I have never read a single QAnon post on my,
How is that even against the terms anyway?
well, yeah, I don't know. And that's the whole thing. It's like, why would I even argue that I'm not QAnon? Because who cares? And so I had such a hard time. I was so conflicted arguing because I'm not, and I don't like to
The
be
code word
accused,
there
but
is, did you
it's,
say the election had fraud? I mean, we're getting to the
yes,
point
I did.
in the United States where the government stole an election and the social media outlets are like, you don't even have the right to question whether or not the government
Isn't
stole the election.
that
Well, that's
crazy?
further proof they stole it.
That is nuts. I actually think the reason was some of the human trafficking that I cover. But I don't know. I mean, I really don't know why. I mean, I suppose I'm a target. They took down my website. GoDaddy did. And it was me and
Human
another.
trafficking will get you in a lot of trouble because you're talking about billionaires on the Epstein map and with Peter Nygaard too. So some of the most powerful people in the world are wrapped up on this, and they do not like independent journalists talking about it.
No, they really don't. And that's why I was saying I was conflicted with the Q stuff because I don't like being told I'm a QAnon person when I'm not. But at the same point, I don't like to argue that I'm not because I don't think there's anything wrong with the people that are. And I'm like, this is ridiculous.
Well, it's like a million different topics. You might agree on one thing and not another. You
Exactly.
know, that's like calling somebody, it doesn't mean anything. It's like calling somebody Republican or something or a Democrat. Like, well, you might agree on some things and not others.
That's
It's
exactly
just,
right. Yeah.
what they really mean is, did you question the election? That's all they care about.
And I did, and I created a little mini doc about the election that went viral, and so it got over 1 million views. And but it was I just qu I said this is so obvious. You know, I have a computer science engineering background, and anybody with data analysis skills or any of that, and you look at the data. If you look, anybody that looks at the data
Well, it
knows
was
what the truth.
obvious when we have mail-in votes that have no voter ID and no signature verification. What's to prevent people from just inventing them and mailing them in? You could vote 20
Well, yeah,
times.
and that's just part of it. I mean, the mail-ins were really obvious, but then the really bad stuff happened with the data flipping, with the vote flipping.
I would say even before any of that, what everyone knows as a fact is that there was poll suppression.
Yes.
Where they said Biden's up by 11 or
And it's a lie.
17% and he wasn't, which hurts the way people donate. And then you look at like the Senate race in Georgia, both Republican senators had their Facebooks banned, but the Democrats didn't. And that's where they were campaigning and raising funds. And all in Twitter, totally anti-Republican, so is Facebook. And then immediately afterward, they delete the president from YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter.
It's absolutely crazy
The
because he
president.
didn't do anything wrong. I mean, not in
They banned
context.
the story on Hunter Biden, right? The New York Post was banned. Kelly McEnany was
Isn't
banned.
that
They
nuts?
pulled videos from Giuliani. And it was real. Hunter Biden did have a sticky laptop where he's smoking crack and getting foot jobs from high school girls. And they do have ties to China and Ukraine. And it just doesn't matter. I mean, Joe Biden's on tape doing quid pro quo with Poroshenko. And he's on film bragging about it at a CFR get together.
Yes.
And the press just like, whatever,
It's so incredible. And then
you
they
know.
locked down DC. It's so incredible. It's just incredible.
Well, the best is, you know, like Nancy Pelosi finally allowed guns and built a wall and makes you have ID in Washington, where she works.
Well, and people say, why don't you take some of those soldiers and put them down by the wall where we really need them instead of in D.C.? Well, it's just incredible times because.
Well, what's it look like when your government's surrounded by a wall of barbed wire? I mean, that's what we used to look at third.
That's exactly right.
Third world despots do that, right?
And so the people who are legitimately doing good research and are trying to help the world, you know, like to end human trafficking, are the ones being attacked. And then the ones who are traffickers are the
Trump
ones
would
who
talk
are
to like 30,000 person crowd, right? Like he was doing a tour around America with these giant crowds that waited day in the snow to see him and stuff.
Yes.
Biden can't even walk out behind a wall. Like he has 10 people come in and sit in circles, and he's got a little picture book so he can remember their names, and he doesn't really answer any questions.
Yeah, well, they had to rent cars because they couldn't even get people to show up for that. I mean, it was just so bad. But let's get on to what you're doing, because you are one of the best journalists out there covering well, just whatever you decide to cover, you do such a good job on it. But you've been covering the Epstein case. You do. And I want, before we get into that, I want to talk about your flag back there, because the flag, the Confederate flag.
I got two. I got the Palestine and I got a Confederate flag here.
Yeah. And the Confederate flag brings in so many emotions, and it shows, people think it represents racism and all these things. Can you talk about what you think it represents?
Well, it's called the rebel flag for a reason.
Yeah. You're like the last person on the planet who would be racist, and from what I understand. So talk about it.
No. I've got mixed race kids.
What you? Well, yeah, I mean, that's my point.
No, there are racist people that have it. There are racist people that have a Christian cross too. Like the KKK burns a cross in people's yards, but that doesn't get, they don't get to monopolize what a cross means. And some neo-Nazi weirdo that also likes Confederate flags or whatever, they don't get to monopolize what that means to hundreds of millions of Southerners either. Like, I'm not letting them take our flag. It is a rebel flag, and it stands for defiance against a tyrannical government. I mean, the South suffered for more than 50 years after Reconstruction. Actually, their economy hadn't reached what it was in 1860 for another 85 years. They were used and abused. And the narrative on the Civil War of that the North was attacking the South in slavery is ridiculous, since five Northern states had slaves themselves, and they enslaved the Chinese after the war was over. And Northern states failed to pass the 13th Amendment on the first try. You're not going to fight a war to end slavery, and then an amendment to end slavery comes up and you vote against it. Lincoln offered the Corwin Amendment to codify slavery in the Constitution if the South would stay in the Union, and they rejected it. It's not why they were fighting, and it's a great story. You'd be like, oh, yeah, it would be great if the war was to end slavery, because that would make some rationale for how horrible it was. Because the Civil War, the America lost more soldiers in that war than all of our other wars put together. And on a percent basis, if you were going to have a war today where you lost as many soldiers as just the South, and the North actually lost more, but they actually started with a lot more too, but that would be like having a war and losing 17 million people.
Yeah.
Can you imagine, like Vietnam was 55,000. Can you imagine losing 17 million and then 50 years later, people want to knock down the veteran statues? And the statues are for veterans, North and South. Not one of them mentions emancipation or anything like that. It's like, this is for the fallen soldiers. Nobody's building Confederate monuments to a politician. They're to generals and to the people who died trying to prevent their cities from being burned by Lincoln's terrorists. And the same people went west and murdered Native Americans.
Yeah.
Custer and the 7th Cavalry, the same people that fought for the Union, are the same people that killed American Indians and Mexicans, and they were racist. Like, everyone was racist in the 1860s. That's not what they were fighting about. They're fighting over the tariffs, and that remained. They slapped a 45% tariff on cash crops on the South that lasted until 1913, and was only replaced then because they created an income tax for the whole country.
Well, let me ask you, isn't it true that slavery was on its way out anyways, and that only 1% of the people had slaves, and it was on its way out anyways, And the war, the Civil War, actually made it worse for Black people.
Right, it actually prolonged it. The policies they were doing, like, it had been phased out of most of the northern states. They still had slaves in the capital. They still had slaves in Kentucky, Maryland, Missouri. All the border states had slaves. And then there are Black Code laws and things in other states. But what a lot of those northern states did is, as emancipation was approaching, they just sold all their slaves a month or even a day before they had to free them and cashed out, just sold them down south. But Virginia had already ended the transatlantic slave trade. It was actually a Southern president, Andrew Johnson, that finally passed the 13th Amendment. Lincoln was dead before the slaves were freed. And then it was another Southern president, Lyndon Johnson, that passed the Civil Rights Act and desegregated. They're all Southern presidents. Tennessee was phasing it out. North Carolina, western part of North Carolina, had freedmen since the Revolutionary War. And, of course, the western part of Virginia, which became West Virginia, was on its way to emancipation, and was the first northern state to do so after the war that hadn't already. And then, you know, Texas really wasn't about it either. I mean, there were still a lot of slaves in South Carolina, Mississippi, Alabama, where they were being used to pick cotton. But had the tariffs not strangled the Southern economy so bad, it would have been a lot easier to get rid of slaves. But they're not going to get rid of free labor that wasn't really free, because they were sadly considered property, and you're paying about $44,000 a person. They were not going to be able to survive without them. And they wanted to have a buyback program, or they wanted to phase it out. And it was happening, but they didn't have the capital to educate 4 million people. And didn't. And exactly what happened, once slaves were freed on paper, and only Black slaves, they didn't free any other kind of slave. But when Blacks were freed by the 13th Amendment, essentially to become a voting bloc for the Republicans at the time, they just ended up becoming sharecroppers and living impoverished lives alongside white farmers. And many people just starved to death or died. Some moved up north, and they did this to the Irish and some American Indians, too. They had them building the railroads, and they wouldn't even pay them in money. They paid them in scrip, and scrip could only be spent on the company store. And that system lasted on into the 1920s. It wasn't until after the Blair Mountain Rebellion and some other armed uprisings that those labor laws were finally changed.
Yeah, it was really bad.
Another thing that changed was the railroads were finished, and yeah, I mean, the corporate America really took over the government with Lincoln, and then overdrive with Grant. Like Ulysses S. Grant, who had slaves and had contraband camps where they're concentration camps. Blacks fled the South to thinking, if we get across the Union army lines, we'll be free. But the Union, who still needed Southern cotton for uniforms and tents, didn't want to buy it from the South, because that would be enabling their enemies. So they just rounded up the Blacks that crossed the line and made them pick cotton for free in concentration camps. About half of them died. The wounded were, you know, people dying of parasites and disease were just thrown on carts with horse carcasses and wheeled off in wagons on top of each other into mass graves. They didn't care about Blacks. They were not fighting to free the slaves. They didn't give a damn. They raped them. They raped hundreds of thousands of people after the war, white and Black. One of the scourges in the Northern Army was how syphilis and other STDs went through and affected hundreds of thousands of their soldiers. They had 40% of their army was mercenaries from Germany and Ireland, and then about 180,000 freedmen that got sent on suicide missions. This truth of the Civil War just isn't told. They act like the South's a bunch of backward country bumping cousin fucking racist, and the North was just altruistic abolitionists that wanted to equality. It was just a canard. I mean, the head of the Union Army had slaves himself. Mrs. Grant owned two people while Grant was starving to death Blacks in his concentration camps, and he also kicked Jews out of the Kentucky and Tennessee territories. So hardly. And then Custer and the rest of them were murdering Indians, and Sherman burned cities, black and white homes alike, killed babies. It didn't matter. Like, there were monsters. And these Confederate generals, General Lee in particular, the only reason certain cities in Virginia, the North never won a battle in Virginia. Lee whooped them every time. But it was a matter of attrition. But those cities were intact because Lee kept defeating the Union Army. But out west, when they went down through Tennessee and around and up through Georgia, Sherman just went on a march. He burned Atlanta to the ground, like just burned a city. That's no different than firebombing Tokyo or Dresden. You're just killing
scorched earth policy.
There's no army down there. They're just burning people and looting and raping and all the rest of it. And so that actually caused more people to join that, because the South, some Northerners fought for the South, but a lot of Southerners fought for the North because they were part of the United States, and they're like, I'm American. And the tariff issue didn't affect everybody. It was mostly the coastal regions. And so that's why the western part of Virginia becomes West Virginia. East Tennessee and western North Carolina, the third largest division in the Northern Army by the end of the war was from North Carolina, not New York or Pennsylvania. Like the third largest was from North Carolina, and the other half of North Carolina fought for the South. And it was a Confederate state, but a lot of people from there remained in the U.S. Everybody hugging the Mississippi or the coastline was affected by the export tax, and that's why they were fighting. But the people in the interior weren't so much, and so some of them fought for the North. But that's where your first black senator, who was born in North Carolina as a freedman and then became a senator later in Mississippi, Hyman Rhodes, rebels. And he wrote about how the North post-war was just using illiterate blacks as a voting bloc to aggrandize himself into office and cared nothing for them and did nothing for them.
Well, and that's what we have today.
And that is really how it was. I mean, it remains racial segregation and racism on into the 1960s, much less the 1860s. It wasn't.
Well, they still use them now.
The
right?
only thing they were free to do is vote Republican.
I mean, they still use them now. They as a voting bloc and don't really do much.
Yeah, the Democrats do the same thing. If you're not, you don't vote for me and you're not black. Like they have associated a biological identity to a political party, which is ridiculous. Like, that's racist.
It is racist.
You believe in racial teleology.
So what does the flag represent to you then? What does it represent to you?
So this was the largest resistance to the federal government that it's ever faced. The largest resistance to corporate America. The South Carolina set up a free trade zone. They were against high tariffs. They were against regional scapegoating. And right now I'm very proud of the South. I had the flag up because yesterday I was doing a talk on the Civil War and it's just up whatever, but it's not really related to Epstein, but I see like it's the Southern states again in rebellion, not just in the United States, but in the entire world. The only people again standing up to tyranny about COVID-19 and opening up their states and getting rid of mask mandates and vaccine passports. It's Florida and Texas, Mississippi, the Southerners.
And a couple of randos like me.
Because we have that rebellious streak.
That get beat up by Karens.
Yeah, there's Northern individuals, but I mean, on a statewide governor-type level, the free state of Florida, the free state of Texas, Mississippi, Tennessee, South Carolina, Arkansas have all gotten rid of masks. And then some of the Midwestern states like North Dakota.
Yeah, North Dakota's
Alaska.
Ahead of the game.
North Dakota is doing good, yeah. And I consider the Midwest Southern, because guess who got forced to go Midwest since the conditions were so bad in the South after the Reconstruction? Southerners. So
yeah.
That's why the West and the South, that cowboy, like it starts with Texas and bleeds upwards, but they are Southern in philosophy and way of life. So that's the red states, right? Midwest and the South.
Us Northerners who feel very oppressed right now are looking at our options to go south. It's very sad, actually, but this is a worldwide phenomenon. As you know, this isn't just the United States.
I feel like Kentucky's become a Southern state. We could have sure used their help in the Civil War because the North's best soldiers were from Kentucky. And it would have been nice to have them.
Ooh, there's somebody outside. You're in Japan, which is really quite interesting. Okay, well, let's get into some of these other topics that you have. You are following, and you have been for years, that you know the Epstein situation better than anybody. I know last time we had you on, we went through the whole Epstein map, and people can purchase the map from you still, right? And it's all the people that are connected.
I got a couple maps back here, some added things too.
It's just incredible that, because you know all the connections and all the people related to this quagmire of crap that...
Yeah, I've been following it now about 14 years, and I think a lot of people got excited around 2019 when he got arrested, or maybe a year before that, because it was actually buzzing around the Q community of all places. I remember Neon Revolt stole my map. Not the map I sell, but one I put up for free, and acted like they made it themselves. I'm like, I made that map. Well, I've had that up forever.
Like, well, people knew.
I made a video of it on YouTube, and they gave me 2 strikes. So I had to put all my videos to private and wait out the 6 month period for a strike to be taken away. And in that time, everybody plagiarized my work. And it sucked because it was right after Epstein got arrested.
No.
Yeah, but you can look at my website back in May, a month before he got arrested. I was talking about Epstein and hopefully getting arrested, and new information on Michael Steinhardt, who's one of his financiers. Wexner's the most famous, but Steinhardt's right there. He had a scandal, a sexual harassment scandal that month, and I was writing about that then. And, you know, my YouTube's completely gone now, but even then, right after Epstein gets it, I get strikes. As soon as Glenn Maxwell was arrested, it was the same day they got rid of my Patreon. And I said where she was going to be. Everyone was just guessing, like, she's in France or the UK or Israel. And I said, no, she's in the United States and she's in the Northeast. And that's exactly where she was. And I said that on Atwood's show. And I said it on my own show week before that. But
so now who's related, you know, in your map to YouTube or to Patreon that you know of? Have you been able to dig that out? Because that's really interesting.
Peter Thiel, there's a bunch related to PayPal. As far as to Alphabet Inc. or YouTube, there's no real direct, like, one degree connection.
They've kept that clean.
So, that I have found. But I don't know everyone. Yeah, that Google's, like, secretive of who's even on their trust and safety boards and stuff. Like, these people are just, they have all this power to delete media on a whim, just say, oh, I hate speech or whatever, and get rid of you. And you don't even know who they are, and they're not held accountable, and you can't take them to court.
Well, we are taking them to court. We have that Google lawsuit, and I'd like it to get it to the Supreme Court. We do know the Supreme Court is compromised, but we'll see how that goes. But let's talk about this Maxwell case, because you also are following it.
You just got a couple new charges, right?
Yes, a couple new charges. New little girls came forward. There's probably a whole sea of little girls that could come forward that haven't. But what do you think about Maxwell? She hasn't been killed yet. She's still alive. Do you think that's going to happen? Is she actually going to be tried?
It's harder to do because of how much all of us, when Epstein was murdered, and
it's obvious. Yeah,
he was murdered. Well, yeah, like, let's not waste time on that. When they killed him, you can't just do that twice. You could have. If everyone ignored it, they could have suicided her, say she died of COVID or whatever. But after Epstein and the big stink that everybody made about it, doing that 2 times, when they'd lose all faith and credibility in the
system. Well, do you think they have any faith and credibility after stealing the election, putting a wall around D.C., killing Epstein, taking down people who are trying to take down child traffickers while allowing on YouTube? I mean,
that's
it's just
why they stole the election. Because Trump, and one of the things Trump was doing was going after Trump had a personal beef with Epstein and Maxwell. And the Kushners,
that's good, actually.
And I don't like the Kushners either, but Mark Epstein and Charles Kushner were rivals, real estate rivals in New York. And then Trump's backers like Netanyahu and Murdoch, they didn't like the whole Maxwell family or Les Wexner. So it's just left-wing Zionist versus right-wing Zionist. And whatever. If one half gets arrested, I still consider it a win.
I do too.
Because almost nothing ever happens to these people. And they pulled on that yarn, and man, it is really falling apart. They just did not see. There's several black swans. They didn't think Donald Trump was going to become president. and he did. They thought Hillary was a for sure thing. And they really didn't see this independent media rising on the internet. Now, they've already kind of gotten rid of that. I mean, thousands of people were deleted on YouTube, and they've been thrown off of everything else. And they make it almost impossible for you to make a living telling the truth, because you get kicked off Patreon, PayPal, and all. There aren't but a few payment processors. And they'll just throw you off all those too, right? But that means they're scared. Like, we have them on the defense. As bad as we're getting deplatformed, okay. But they wouldn't be acting that ballistic and crazy if they didn't have things to hide. They made it a rule that you couldn't question the election. You can question any other election. You could question the 2016 election. How long did they say it was Russian collusion and they hacked the election? For 4 years, basically the whole time they said it. And spent $48 million investigating.
Yeah, they said Trump was illegitimate the whole time.
But you're not allowed to question Biden?
It's just incredible, yes.
Right, right. You could be like, hey, you're wrong, or whatever. Like, go ahead, say it's Russian collusion. We're not just saying that on Twitter and stuff. Like, Rachel Maddow was saying that. The talking heads on TV were talking about Russian collusion, and they hacked the election, and they didn't.
That's my point. Do you really think they have any integrity and respect anymore? I mean, people... They've played their cards too much right now, where everybody just knows. It's like they're making their last stand with COVID and they're ramming it through or something. I don't know, this whole reset.
Well, I think a lot of Maxwell's trial is just going to be classified anyway.
Yeah, and that's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about why they classified. I know when the classification came through, I sent you a text or a message, and I'm like, why are they classifying this? I don't believe that they are going to classify anything for the protection of the people. There's somebody they're covering.
Well, you know, the Clintons are on there, and how many crimes have they gotten away with throughout the decades? Right? Those two have murdered people.
They always say they're Teflon, nothing sticks to them, but that really is true.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Bill Clinton's, Trump had his rape victims in the front row of the debate with Hillary. It's one of the most chatty things he ever did. And so Hillary had to sit there and look at these women that Clinton had abused the whole time they're talking.
I think that was great, actually.
Yeah. He brought in one of Biden's business partners when the little debate they had, you know. And he just sat up there and lied. He said that the laptop was a myth. It was Russian disinfo. And it's not. And it wasn't. And everything he said in that debate was a lie.
Yep. Yep.
And the media never came up later and said, actually, this is not true. That's not true. And Kamala Harris did the same thing. She brought up the fine people in two sides myth from Charlottesville, which is not what was said, you know.
Well, the media, I call it just the propaganda media. The only media, you know, are people like us actually trying to do things. There are a few weirdos here and there. And
our media is worse than North Korea.
It's up there. You know? I mean, North Korea's culture is so weird that it's weird. But
when Biden was elected, they acted like he made the sun come out.
Well, yeah. People crying. This was the best speech I've ever heard. Those kinds of things. It's like, oh my God, what is this? It was incredible.
When Bush did his Axis of Evil speech, they're all like, well, he might be dumb, but the people around him are geniuses. David Frum wrote that speech. He's not a genius. All they did was lie. But as soon as he went along with the neocon agenda, the media loved him. He started a war in Iraq. Every single network supported
it. They loved the wars.
They all said there was weapons of mass destruction and so on. When Obama did corporate bailouts, every single outlet was like, well, too big to fail. We had to do something. They're all on board. Then Trump refused to go to war with Syria and refused to open the borders. So they had negative press on him the entire time he was president.
Yes, they did. It was obvious.
The entire time. Because he wasn't with the corporate agenda.
Now, what do you think is going to happen with the Maxwell thing? Do you think... I want to wrap that up first before we get a little bit more into Biden.
For her trial's July 12th, unless they move the date. And assuming she lives. And they just nailed her with conspiracy. So you got to have more than one to have a conspiracy. Epstein's dead. Now, Jean-Luc Brunel is also in jail. And we know he was involved in this little clique. But they nailed her with conspiracy. And they got her with human trafficking and human trafficking of a minor. That's in addition to everything else she's already in prison for. So things are piling up against her. She's going to have to plea bargain. Or just sit in jail the rest of her life. And even a life sentence is like, well, how bad do you want jail to be? Do you want to be able to use a computer? Do you want to have a television? Do you want to just sit and look at a wall all day? I think she'll crack. I think she already has. Now, her friends and stuff say, no, that's not her personality. She's just going to rule the jail cell. She's not even in general population, and they're not going to let her in general population until after all the trials, because they're afraid that's the easiest way to get her killed. So I don't think she'll tell on anybody above her like Epstein did, because Epstein was talking to his lawyers. They said, oh, he's talking about Wexner, so got to go kill him. She knows to keep her mouth shut. But she can go sideways, people on her own level and below her. She could tell on some of the other groomers. She could, dump a lot on Brunel because he's already been arrested. She could maybe a Dershowitz, is a mid-level guy, but I don't see her telling on Prince Andrew, who she was having an affair with. And I don't see her telling on Wexner or anybody in Mega Group, because she knows that would get her killed. They would just classify the info and would never see a light of day, and she'd be dead in 24 hours.
Yeah, so basically they're figuring out who she can talk about, and then she can squeal about that, and then it looks like they really did a good job and they figure out who goes down. Mm-hmm. And then it's kind of a whitewash.
But she could tell on a lot of the other groomers, and you know what? The survivors themselves, well, Brunel's going to have his trial. And he can still squeal, too. But they know about the others that have been accused, like Wexner and Dershowitz and Glenn Dubin. And why aren't they subpoenaed yet, right? These people, victims have said, I got raped by this person. Like Virginia Giuffre's details on the Dubins, for example. This is a billionaire family. Epstein actually dated the guy's wife before they were married and then wanted to marry their daughter. Sick. She had details of what hotel they stayed in Florida, when Glenn Dubin's wife was pregnant, and things that a kid wouldn't know. You're not going to know some random hedge fund manager anyway, mm-hmm. right? This isn't a famous person name like Bill Gates or Bill Clinton. This is some of the more obscure thing that a 15, 16-year-old is not going to know that. It's not going to know when they're having a kid. It's not going to know when they're visiting a certain state, what hotel they're in and stuff. Everything she said about where it happened, when it happened, lined up with corroborating evidence. They did it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And there's a huge settlement before, and we don't know if that had already been settled in that or not. But in the court of public opinion, they're still there. They're still billionaires, and they're also donating money back and forth through foundations in a triangle. One of the places they did that was Ohio State University through the Schottenstein family, and also Wexner and Epstein, and Abigail Wexner, his wife. She was a part of it. It all continued. So I think at minimal, like, these people are already starting to sell off their assets and things. We could get a boycott against L Brands, get a boycott against Nygaard products too. Should never buy from Victoria's Secret or anything that Wexner ever owned. Bed Bath & Beyond, stop going there. Doesn't matter if he sells it. Never shop at a Wexner business. You know, hit him in the pocketbook. If we can't get him into court, at least the public can fire back. Like, a lot of these retail stores are hurting anyway with COVID. They're teetering. You know, you don't need that underwear or bath products. There's so many other places you can get the same thing. So don't shop for Wexner.